As ISIS militants have rolled south through Iraq, closing in on Baghdad, there's a very different story in the northern city of Kirkuk. There, Kurdish Peshmerga soldiers have taken over after the Iraqi army fled. Kirkuk is a huge prize. It's got rich oil fields. And for years, the city has been hotly contested between Kurds and the Iraqi government. I'm joined now by the Kurdish governor of Kirkuk province, Dr. Najmaldin Karim. Dr. Karim, welcome to the program.
Thank you.
And help us understand this. Is the entire city of Kirkuk, along with the oil fields, now in the hands of the Kurdish regional government?
The city proper, which has a population of close to a million, together with the north, northwest, east, and southern part of Kirkuk, are all secure and under security forces control, which includes the Peshmerga, the police, and the security branches in Kirkuk.
When the Iraqi army started to dissolve in your part of the country, what were you hearing? What happened?
I asked them. I said, what happened to the soldiers? I asked the division commander. He said, everybody changed their clothes and they went home. Some of them joined the insurgents. The others, when they saw that, the same thing. They just disappeared. They had tanks. They had artillery. They had everything. They just snuck out one by one. That's how it happened.
And as you realized that the Iraqi army had disintegrated in Kirkuk, in your province, and that the ISIS insurgents were very close by, did you then call for Kurdish reinforcements to come and protect this area?
Well, the first thing we did is we moved our forces. We had Kurdish forces here. We had our police still intact. Actually, they are still intact in the city and around it. Together with the Peshmerga that we had here, we moved them forward. We reinforced that position. And yes, we did ask for some additional forces to have backup in case something happens and they needed a backup.
And what was your fear? What were you trying to prevent?
Well, the first thing was to reassure the people so there won't be panic and flight from the city, because that has happened before. We made sure our vital places are protected and secure. The gas, northern gas, northern oil, the electrical grid. We even declared a curfew from 11 p.m. to 4 a.m., which is still in force.
Dr. Karim, you sound very calm today. Can you give us a sense of what daily life is like in Kirkuk now?
Actually, it is calm. You know, it's most people are going by their work. You know, the offices are open. You know, we got water, we got electricity, we got kerosene, gasoline. We got all of those things.
We heard President Obama today talk about taking a few days to figure out any potential U.S. military action. Would you support U.S. airstrikes now in Iraq?
Airstrikes could be necessary in some places, but you have to remember these people have now are in the cities among the population and all that. I think you just have to look for their heads and get rid of those. You know, a blanket airstrike, I think, probably will not be very productive.
You're talking about a targeted attacks on the leaders of the movement as opposed to airstrikes on their positions?
I'm sure they will think the best way to do that, but obviously a targeted attack probably will do more good, and they cannot use collateral damage, the terrorists cannot, as an excuse for more animosity towards the United States.
Do you think, Dr. Karim, that Iraq is headed toward a full-bore sectarian war? Maybe is there already. We're seeing calls for Shiite militias to take up arms again, Sunni insurgents, as we say, headed toward Baghdad. What do you see shaping up?
It's a very dangerous situation. It's very critical. And there is true danger of full sectarian war.
And if that happens, what happens with the Kurds?
I think if that happens, I think Iraq will disintegrate, and the Kurds have every right to declare their own future to protect their people.
That's Dr. Najmaldin Karim. He is the governor of Kirkuk province in Iraq. Dr. Karim, thank you.
Thank you.